The idea of evolution is that small changes add up to big changes over time. And so we do see animals change today. So if you've got all this time, then you can account for one kind changing into another. Now, what we would say is, you can have all the time you want, hundreds of trillions of years. It's still not going to happen, because for evolution in the Darwinian sense to happen, you've got to have matter producing an information system, that's what DNA is, and a language system, because DNA has a language system to read it. Languages only come from an intelligence, information only comes from information anyway. And then over millions of years, matter has to keep generating new pieces of information into the genes. For instance, reptiles do not have the information for feathers in their genes. Feathers are very complex structures, so it's a very complex set of instructions on to build a feather. But somehow, to change a reptile into a bird, matter has to generate all this information. But that would have to happen with every single characteristic. And so you'd have to have zillions of bits of information arising from matter. But information only comes from information. No one's ever seen one bit of information come from matter by itself. So they can have all the time that they want, and evolution is still not going to occur.